Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Thursday, March 10th. Grey Bruce's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Ian Arra, says the region is in a good position for mask mandates to be lifted safely. Arra says in a statement, the mandatory masking policies, local and provincial, served their purpose and protected people from COVID-19. He says, according to local data, the vast majority of Grey Bruce residents followed masking requirements, noting our ability to lift the masking policy later this month is in large part due to the efforts of Grey Bruce residents. The province's chief medical officer says mask mandates for most places will end on March 21st. Dr. Kieran Moore says it's the latest in a gradual phase-out of restrictions. Masks will still be required on public transit and health and long-term care settings. And Moore says he will continue to wear a mask in other places.
If I go to a busy box store, I'll put my mask on in those settings.
The province has also updated its isolation guidelines for close contacts. Non-household contacts of a case do not need to isolate regardless of vaccination status. You would have to wear a mask and self-monitor for 10 days. Household contacts who have a booster shot or are younger than 18 but fully vaccinated do not need to isolate. You're still expected to avoid vulnerable people and high-risk settings and wear a mask for 10 days, but you can go to work or school if you're asymptomatic. If you have symptoms, you are required to get tested. Russia and Ukraine's foreign ministers have met in Antalya, Turkey, to discuss a temporary ceasefire to deal with humanitarian issues, but Ukraine's foreign minister says no progress was made. The U.S. says it's concerned Russia could launch a chemical or biological weapons attack on Ukraine after Russia made claims that Ukraine was running biological and chemical weapons labs with funding from the United States. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the claim is preposterous and says the U.S. is concerned Russia is planning to use the claim as a false justification to launch such attacks on Ukraine. Bruce Power is being recognized as one of Canada's best diversity employers. It made the top 100 employers list. The company says it has been focusing on increasing Indigenous employment, noting this year it's also starting an Indigenous leadership development program. It says 30% of hires have been women into non-traditional roles such as trades, maintenance, and operations, which it calls a significant increase. It was also among 300 Canadian companies in 2020 to sign the Black North Initiative to work towards ending anti-Black systemic racism. The company held educational events and gave resources to schools and libraries which support Black cultural awareness and history. Briefly in business news, markets look poised to open down today. The Dow Jones is down 275 points in pre-market. The TSX in Toronto opens at 21,493 after going up 261 points yesterday. Our dollar is trading at 78.12 U.S. cents, up 0.03 of a cent, and the price of oil is $113.10, up $4.40 a barrel. In sports in the NHL, the Edmonton Oilers got by Washington 4-3. Vancouver beat Montreal 5-3. The Toronto Maple Leafs host Arizona tonight. In the OHL, Erie downed Niagara 4-1. The Sioux scored a 6-2 win over Sudbury, and London lost 8-3 to Sarnia. The Owen Sound Attack are in Windsor tonight. The Meaford Knights lost Game 1 of their Greater Metro Junior Hockey League North Division Quarterfinal 2-1 to Ville-Marie. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League Pollock Division Quarterfinals Best of 7, Mount Forest beat Walkerton 6-2. Mount Forest leads the series 1-0. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors beat San Antonio 119-104. At the Tim Hortons Brier in Lethbridge, Alberta, draw 15. Ontario's Howard downed PEI 13-5. Draw 16 goes at 10:30 this morning. Brad Gushue's wild card goes against Jason Gunnlaugsson's wild card. In local curling, Wednesday was semifinal night in the BrokerLink Insurance Grey Bruce Major League at the Paisley Curling Club. In the first semifinal, Team Joey Redinger of Walkerton topped Lewis Gregg's Paisley Rink 10-4. The second semifinal was a battle of Terra teams that saw Team Holiday Inn Express and Suites skipped by Scott Davidson. They defeated Team Adam Alpaugh 8-4. Finals night will be next Wednesday. In Major League Baseball, 93 games were canceled yesterday. Opening day is postponed until April 14th, while the Players Union and the league continue to negotiate in the first stoppage since 1995.